This is Reading Nepal. I'm T.K. Prasad Khadka with the news. The headlines first. Public Service Broadcasting Nepal marks first anniversary, launches its official logo, mobile app and NTV world channel. President Ramchandra Podal urges PSP Nepal to disseminate reliable and impartial information, keeping people at nation and the center. Education Minister Mahabir Pun warns action against teachers' involvement in political activities. And nearly 1 million people evacuated as Philippines braces for super typhoon. Now the news in detail. Public Service Broadcasting Nepal has marked its first anniversary today with a special ceremony celebrating its establishment through the merger of Radio Nepal and Nepal Television. Inaugurating the first anniversary today, President Ramchandra Podal called on PSP Nepal to preserve its broadcasting legacy and serve the public by providing information in line with the closer objective of public service broadcasting. He emphasized that PSP Nepal should operate based on the principles of fairness, impartiality, and universal acceptance, noting that the responsible media have a duty to disseminate factual and credible information. Highlighting the challenges posed by the spread of misinformation and misleading news, President Podal urged PSP Nepal, as trusted national media, to uphold journalism that is reliable, responsible, and impartial. On the occasion, President Podal also officially inaugurated the broadcasting switch of PSP Nepal and the new international channel, NTV World, while also unveiling the logo and mobile application of PSP Nepal. Also speaking on the occasion, Minister for Communications and Information Technology, Jagadish Khareel, recalled that Radio Nepal and Nepal Television have made significant contributions to Nepal's broadcasting sector. He stressed that in the current media landscape, where commercial sustainability is challenging, the content produced by PSP Nepal is crucial. He added that PSP Nepal should focus on enhancing the presentation and accessibility of its news and programs to wider audiences more effectively. Regarding NTV World, Minister Khareel noted that the channel faces the challenges of offering innovative and unique content and emphasized the need to develop it sustainably. Communications Minister also assured that the government and the ministry are committed to providing necessary support to PSP Nepal. Likewise, Executive Chairperson of PSP Nepal, Dr. Mahendra Bista, said that the promotion of democracy and amplifying citizens' voices remain the organization's top priorities. He also added that PSP Nepal has adapted its presentation style to appeal to the new generation while maintaining its credibility and values, positioning itself as a bridge between citizens and the nation. As part of the celebrations, the branding of NTV World was officially unveiled, marking a milestone in the journey of PSP Nepal. Minister for Education, Science and Technology Mahabir Pun has urged teachers and employees of the educational institutions to maintain a non-political nature. In a press statement issued today, the minister said while teachers have the right to form trade unions for collective representation and bargaining, such organizations should not be affiliated with any political party. He reminded that he would not recognize any teachers' trade unions associated with specific political parties. The minister further said that he had received complaints from various sources alleging that teachers, including those from universities, were engaging in political activities in violation of the code of conduct. The education minister also warned that the teachers' involvement in political activities contrary to the code of conduct is punishable under the law. Dr. Govinda Kesi has submitted a 10-point memorandum to Prime Minister Sushila Kharke demanding reforms in medical education. According to Prime Minister's press coordinator Ram Bahadur Rawal, Dr. Kesi met Prime Minister Kharke at Singhadarbar today and handed over the memorandum. The memorandum calls for increasing the number of sanctioned positions in government hospitals and health institutions to meet current needs and for creating employment opportunities for doctors and other health workers. Home Minister Om Prakash Oryal has stated that the government is determined to provide a political outlet to the country through elections. In a post on social networking site today, Home Minister Oryal emphasized that the government is actively working to fulfill its responsibility of holding elections while assuring good governance. He added that there is no alternative but to work with sincerity and responsibility. Meanwhile, Indian Ambassador to Nepal Navin Srivastava paid a courtesy call on Home Minister Om Prakash Oryal today. According to Home Minister's secretary, the two sides discussed issues related to peace and security for the upcoming elections during their meeting held at the Ministry of Home Affairs. This news comes to you from Daily Nepal. Now time for a short break.
Fiber Internet, Nepal Telecom, go back. Internet, TV, telephone, data, ekasa.
Karma TV, henus, ya internet, chalaunus, phone garnus, data, chalaunus, sajilo cha ekasa.
Fiber internet, tibra gati ko sansar. Telephone, internet, TV, sabai kura ma bharma. Nepal Telecom ko fiber internet. Naya jadan garna, tatha marmat garna. Gharmai basi basi, 198 dial gare puksa.
Nepal Telecom, Rashtrako Sanchar.
Welcome back. Now the remaining news. Two tourists who had gone missing in Manang since the 20th of October have been found dead. The deceased have been identified as 52-year-old Jignesh Kumar Lallu Bhai Patel and 17-year-old Priyansa Kumari Patel, both Indian nationals. According to Chief District Officer of Manang, Navaraj Pordial, a rescue team, led by Armed Police Force Deputy Superintendent Hira Bahadur Jishi, discovered the bodies today about 100 meters above Mila Repa Monastery, buried under snow. The two Indian nationals had gone missing after leaving from Galsan Hotel in Manang of Nishang Rural Municipality Port to visit Mila Repa Monastery in Ward No. 5 of the same municipality. After they lost contact, the hotel had informed the Armed Police Force and Nepal Mountaineering Rescue Training Center in Manang to initiate a search operation. You are listening to Radio Nepal Jitpaming Listeners Bulletin. Now to some international news updates. More than 900,000 people have been evacuated as Philippines braces for Typhoon Fong Wong to make landfall. According to the BBC, the storm, which is expected to make landfall on Sunday evening, was upgraded to super typhoon with sustained winds around 185 kilometers per hour and gusts of 230 kilometers per hour. The country's meteorological service has warned that there is a high risk of life-threatening and damaging storm surge with peak heights exceeding 3 meters as the storm moves in a northwesterly across towards Luzon, the Philippines' most populous island. Fong Wong, locally known as Yuan, comes days after an earlier storm, Kalmegi, left a trail of destruction and nearly 200 people dead. Syrian President Ahmed al-Sarr has arrived in the United States for an official visit, according to state media, during which Washington hopes to enlist Damascus in its coalition against ISIL or ISIS. According to Al Jazeera, al-Sarr's arrival in the U.S. capital came later on Saturday as Syria's Ministry of Interior announced launching a large-scale security operation across the country targeting ISIL cells. Al-Sarr, whose rebel forces ousted long-time ruler Bashar al-Assad late last year, due to meet U.S. President Donald Trump at the White House on Monday. Al-Sarr, who had met Trump for the first time in Riyadh in May, was removed from a U.S. terrorist sanction list on Friday. Now the general weather forecast for the country for tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast weather to be partly cloudy in the hilly regions of Kusi and Gandaki provinces, whereas the weather will remain generally pure in the rest of the provinces. With this, we have almost come to the end of the news bulletin, but before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Public Service Broadcasting marks first anniversary, launches its official logo, mobile app and NTV World Channel. President Ramchandra Porel urges PSP Nepal to disseminate reliable and impartial information, keeping people and nation at center. Education Minister Mahabir Pun warns action against teachers' involvement in political activities, and nearly 1 million people evacuated as Philippines braces for Super Typhoon. Well, that's the end of the news bulletin from Radio Nepal. For this up, please also visit our website www.radionepalonline.com for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.